Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. Thankful that I have my wife back with us tonight. Appreciate all your prayers for her and I the last few days. Pollen's been about to get the best of us. Amen. It's been pretty tough this year, hasn't it, on about everybody. But we're thankful for what God has done. Verse number 13. Paul said, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quiet you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity." He said, "I beseech you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is of the fruits of Achaia, and they that have afflicted themselves to the ministry of the saints." Let's pray. Father, we love you. We praise you, God. We realize it's in you we live, God, and move and have our being. We ask tonight, God, help us all for just a little while. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. I want to go back to verse 13 for just a little while tonight, if it be the will of God, and try to break down this verse just a little bit with the help of God. First, Paul starts out, and he says, "Watch. Watch. Be on guard." If there's ever a time that we need to watch and be on guard, I believe it's the hour which we live. And I know and you know that preachers have been preaching this for quite a while, that seem like the things of the world have come in, crept in to the church. Amen. People that we knew to be steadfast Christians have drifted away from the faith of God and have heaped to themselves teachers having itch and ears. Watch what? When it says watch, I believe it means to be, again, to be ready. You and I don't know what is going to happen when a service takes place, or we shouldn't know. We have an idea, really, how a service is, you know, we're going to sing songs, we're going to have testimonies. But we don't know what may take place in there because we don't know what's in the heart and minds of the people. Amen. But we are to watch and to be ready. Why is that? Because number one, we have an adversary, the devil. The Bible says, "Going forth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Amen. We know today that he's on the job. And I believe this watch means for you and I to be on our job and to pay attention to what's going on around us. Second part of that verse said to stand fast in the faith. The Bible said that he that doubteth is like the wind that is carried to and fro. We need to make our minds up and to be steadfast in what we believe. We're not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine. I know Paul said that he was all things to all people. In other words, when he was in Rome, he did as the Romans. When he was in Athens, he did as the Grecians. But I don't think that's what he's speaking of. Amen. Listen, I think what he's speaking of when he says that, amen, listen, that we are to to be accommodating, to be understanding. Now, in our world today, we have given God an understanding heart that God doesn't have. God doesn't tolerate sin. But yet, in our society today, it is tolerated. Amen. We're to stand fast. That word, that phrase, "stand fast," means to stand tall. What is it? And you know, Paul said to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. Do you know what you believe today? Amen. Are you persuaded? I'm going to tell you something. I will believe what I believe about the scriptures until you can put your finger on a verse and prove me wrong, Brother Matt. Yeah, I'm not going to be persuaded to something. Amen. Listen, there is no gray areas in the Word of God. I know the Bible says there's no private interpretation, but we need some men and women that are willing to stand up and say, this is what it means and this is what it says. Right. Not to try to make it into what we want. So many today have done that. You know, you can find a verse to justify living any way that you want. Do you know today that the people that are homosexuals that claim to, or that go to church and that claim to be Christians, they have verses that they have taken out of the Word of God to prove that they're right in the eyes of God. But they only take that part. You see, oh, Andrew Parsons would say you have to take it from kiver to kiver. You remember him saying that? From kiver to kiver. You got to take it all. We can't take part of it today. And stand steadfast, stand tall. I believe be unmovable. Amen. The next part he says, quit, Q-U-I-T, you like men. I looked that word up. You know what it means? It means unchangeable. To act like a man. I've seen a lot of people in my life act like babies that ought to be grown adults in Christ. Amen. People that have been saved for 20 to 25 years and still on the milk of the Word. Why is that, preacher? Amen. There's two things, amen, that you've got to do to grow in this relationship with God, in the Word of God. Number one, you've got to study.
Amen.
You've got to study. Amen. And number two, I believe you've got to attend church. People walk around with their feelings on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Matt, I know, you've only been pastoring about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. You'll find out. People got their feelings right here, daring you to knock it off.
Yeah.
Daring you. I'm going to tell you something. When a man of God gets in the pulpit and preaches under the anointing of God,
amen,
he don't know you no apology.
Now,
if me or Matt or any other preacher says something within ourselves, we can apologize. Amen. But if it comes out of the book, amen, you're just going to have to buckle down.
Amen.
Quiet you. Act like a grown-up. Make your mind up on whose side you're on. Men were the leaders. You know, we have a lot of people today, and I don't get me wrong, I realize we're all getting older. But do you know how many times I've heard in the last 32 years of preaching someone say, well, I've did my part, someone else needs to step up and do it now. You know, when you're relieved of your duties of what God's called you to do, when you called home. Brother Matt, there's no retiring in preaching the gospel. There may become a time that I physically can't. That don't mean that the fire still won't be inside there, right?
Amen.
Amen. I believe the callings of God are without repentance.
Yep.
And the call. Listen, God didn't call Moses and say, all right, Moses, I want you to go halfway through with them. And he would have took them into the promised land had he not sinned against God and took the glory from God. Said, shall we fetch you water out of the rock and smote the rock twice? When God says, speak to the rock.
Amen.
God never did tell him hit that rock. He said, speak to the rock. And he smote it twice. Why did he smite it twice? Because he wasn't like acting like a man.
Right?
Because a man will stand firm and not, you know, he lost his temper. That's really what happened, what caused it. He lost his cool. Quiet you like men. Be strong. Why are we to be strong? Because I'm to bear your burdens.
Amen.
As well as mine. Bear ye one another's burdens.
Amen.
And and so fulfill the law of Christ. It shouldn't be a bother for someone to say, hey, would you pray for me?
Amen.
It's an honor. That's exactly right, Matt. When someone asks you to pray for them, take it serious. And do, if you say you will, you better pray.
Amen.
Because otherwise you've lied.
Right.
Not just to them, you lied to God.
Amen.
Be strong. Don't quit. If I had a nickel for every time the devil's tried to get me to quit, just in the 32 years I've been preaching, amen, we'd all go to Dairy Queen. And get us an ice cream cone. By the way, they're over $3 a piece now. they ain't a nickel. I remember when I was a little boy, the Dairy Queen was right across from the grade school. And the last day of school, they'd let you go across the street and you could take a quarter and get one of them. I mean, that thing, it was about that tall, Matt. Oh, my. Thought was something, right? Here's what I know. Here's what I know. This is way better than any ice cream cone. This is what sustained me. This is what's kept me. This is what made me who I am. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't act like the man God made me. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that's right. But I can be strong. I remember when Rhonda's mother was dying, and I know I've probably used this illustration here before. Her cousin, who's saved now, she didn't understand what was going on. She said, how can you be so strong with everything that's going on right here? And I said, you see somebody dying. I see somebody getting ready to live.
Amen. That's exactly right. That's right.
Do you know that?
Our
loved ones are not dead.
Amen.
Somebody told you Rick Marcus died, they lied to you. He just changed address, right?
That's right. Amen.
Mickey and Tom and old Chicken Wing,
yeah.
They just changed addresses. That's what I know. That's what I live for. If my loved ones is dead, my life has been in vain.
Amen.
My faith is in vain. If I die and just go back to the ground, I've wasted my life according to the world. But I want to say this. If there was no heaven, living a Christian life is worth it here.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
The blessings, the peace that surpasses all understanding allows us. Here's what I know. There's only one way for me to be strong. I apologize. Only one way for me to be strong, and that's in Him.
Amen.
Because my strength in my weakness, His strength is made perfect.
Amen.
So if I'm going to stand, I'm going to act like a man, and I'm going to be strong, then I've got to do it in Him.
Amen.
Brother Henry Eblen used to sing a song like this. He said, I want the people to see Jesus in me.
Amen.
If they can't, it's something wrong.
Amen.
I need to find an altar and find out what's wrong.
Amen.
Because my life should magnify His.
Amen.
My name should reflect His.
Yep.
My actions should reflect His. My speech, my hearing. You know, women accuse men of having selective hearing. You know the problem is all mankind does. Hey, ladies, you a little bit louder. Right? We all do. We all do. We hear what we want most of the time. And then when something does catch our ear, we miss the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And be encouraged. I know I don't feel like I've said a whole lot tonight, but I feel like I've said what He wanted me to say. Be encouraged. Your Heavenly Father loves you.
Amen.
And you know what? He's coming.
Yes, he is.
Be ready. Come on, Matt.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.